You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Kalamazoo Growlers and the Battle Creek Bombers are starting their seasons this week. To get fans in seats, both teams are using promotions like fireworks, giveaways, even events like Redneck Night at the park. But as WMUK's Robbie Feinberg reports, the Bombers are trying out a questionably delicious culinary strategy, too.
There's a very delicate balance when it comes to marketing a minor league baseball team. The relaxed atmosphere of a game appeals to a lot of people, but that also means teams have to cater to all kinds.
So what a challenge for sports marketers.
John Weitzel is a sports marketing professor at Western Michigan University.
You have the baseball purist, you have the kids, you have millennials, you have all these different groups in the stands enjoying the game for what it is, but they're all enjoying it differently.
So how do you make sure that all of those different groups enjoy the game? The first step is obviously to field good players, but a team needs more. When Tony Iovino took over as general manager for the Battle Creek Bombers 2 years ago, the task was an especially tall order.
When I came here, our concessions were kind of last in the league as far as revenue and per cap, which is how much people want to spend when they're here.
To come up with ideas, Iovino and his front office had huge brainstorming sessions, just throwing anything up onto the board. To fix the concession problem, they conceived of a unique solution, the Twinkie Dog. It's a Twinkie cut in two with a hot dog in the middle and whipped cream on top. The next year, it was the Lego My Eggo Burger, a double cheeseburger with Eggo waffles as buns. Iovino admits they're weird, but they're unique, and that brings in fans. They also brought the team national attention from places like MLB.com and Good Morning America.
So yeah, sometimes it's more about headlines and generating some buzz than taste. I'll tell you, for me personally, the Lego My Eggo Burger that we did last year was really good, I thought. And I know this Pop-Tarko may not sometimes look good, but it's actually pretty good.
The Pop-Tarko? You're probably asking yourself, what is the Pop-Tarko? That's this year's treat.
All right, here goes our first make.
The workers inside the tiny concession stand at the Bombers Stadium start making the snack by wrapping a hard-shell taco inside a soft-shell taco, then add some pulled pork.
I'll let you scoop so we can make this perfection.
Then it's cheese, okay. Bacon bits, barbecue sauce, and finally, a cinnamon sugar Pop-Tart split in two and plopped on top. It's not exactly gourmet food, but that's not the point. Other baseball teams have created similar promotions, a pulled pork parfait, a flight of bacon, even a 3-pound banana split. But what may set the Pop-Tarko apart is how it ties into the team and city around it. Battle Creek is Cereal City, Kellogg's is here, and Kellogg's makes Pop-Tarts. It makes sense. Western Michigan University's Weitzel agrees.
It allows the sponsor and the team to kind of work together to connect with the audience. And so it's kind of good for everybody. The fact that they have it is part of the overall branding message that's being sent out there.
That connection is why Lorna Deshay bought a Pop-Tarko.
Oh, as soon as I saw the schedule and it said buy one, get one free Pop-Tarko, I knew that I had to have one.
She says it's surprisingly pretty good, sweet and salty and crunchy all at once, and local.
It was a Battle Creek. Kellogg's cereal Pop-Tarts had, you gotta do it while you're in Battle Creek.
Foods like the Pop-Tarko have actually made a decent impact for the Bombers. Last year, they moved up to 12th out of 16 teams in concession sales, and now they're up even higher. But Bombers GM Iovino says he knows weird food isn't the only solution to put more fans in the seats. He points to more toned-down programs, like an Education Day that brought in the Bombers' second-biggest crowd last year. It's that kind of varied approach, he says. Weird food and education, fireworks and a winning team that will keep the Bombers around. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.